New method for powder-based multi-material 3D printing. One of the most interesting technologies we observed at Formnext 2022 was a new way to 3D print multiple materials in powder. Powder 3D printing isn't new, it's been around for decades and has evolved into many forms. However, there is one persistent attribute of powder-based 3D printing: only one type of powder is used. This is true whether it's metal or thermoplastic powder. The recoating system that places a fresh layer of powder on the bed for fusion almost always lays one material down. Typically, this is done with a blade that bulldozes a pile of powder across. There is one technology on the market today that allows use of multiple powders in a 3D printing system. Aerosint, now part of the growing desktop metal empire, uses a sequence of metal drums to grab different powders and deposit them on the print surface. However, Aerosint doesn't make a 3D printer that does this. Instead, they produce the recoating system that can be integrated into another party's 3D printer, which has been done with Econity. At Formnext 2022, we spoke with Fraunhofer IGCV's Julia Fürste, MSc, whose PhD thesis involves a new method of performing multi-material powder 3D printing. It's somewhat reminiscent of Aerosint's approach, but quite different and potentially much more scalable. Forster's approach, which at this point doesn't have a brand name, it's a PhD thesis, involves electrostatic forces. The idea is to have a plate that is selectively charged through an imaging process. Basically, you project a pattern on the plate, leaving the illuminated portions charged. The selectively charged plate then is dipped in a powder reservoir, where the statically charged areas pick up some powder. A robot arm moves the plate over the print surface and aligns its position. The powder bed just happens to hold the opposite charge, which causes the powder to drop onto appropriate positions on the print surface. The empty plate can then be recharged with another image and then pick up more powder. But get this, the next powder could be from a different reservoir with a different powder. This process can repeat with as many images and powders as you can reach with a robot arm. To read more, head over to Fabaloo.